And less than 1 week on from the Sinn Féin-led motion on the ending of the eviction ban, the Dáil is back today with a continued focus on housing and intense criticism of the government's handling of the crisis. With the ban due to expire on Saturday, tomorrow sees a Sinn Féin bill to extend the ban until early next year and a Labour Party motion of no confidence in the government. How will the votes of the independents fall this week? We're going to talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. And we saw a comfortable win for government last week, Micheál, on the Sinn Féin motion to extend that ban. But it wasn't without cost, concluding with the Greens losing Nessa Hourigan. How is the Labour motion looking?
I think there is a degree of confidence within government that there isn't an appetite for a general election. Therefore, on that basis, and the fact too that government does still have a majority, albeit a slender one, that there are sufficient numbers there to defeat that Labour motion, which will be debated and voted on in the Dáil tomorrow morning. I think there will be discussions of some sort with the independents, who play a pivotal role now really around government when it comes to things like this, and they do need some support from those quarters to shore up and to give an absolute assurance. But that group for the moment are remaining coy on their exact intentions, but I think the expectation is that at least some of them will back the government too. So for all of those reasons, it's expected the government will survive and will also defeat a Sinn Féin piece of legislation which is seeking to extend the evictions ban until January 2024.
But even in winning and surviving the no confidence vote being put forward by the Labour Party, does this continued focus in the Dáil on the housing crisis inflict further wounds on government?
I think it does spread a degree of unease, particularly across the government backbenches, where perhaps not everyone is fully convinced about that decision to lift the evictions ban, when that, of course, will kick in on Saturday. And there is fears among some there that the impact of that will be seen quite quickly, that thousands of people could be forced to leave their home in the short term. So there's no doubt it sends a ripple of worry there. Government adamant, though, that if they didn't act, if they didn't lift the evictions ban, that it would have made the situation worse in the months ahead, because they would at some point have had to do it anyway, and that more homes would have left the market at that point. They say too that there are alternatives for most people in place. Of course, the opposition adamant that that is far from the case, and I think that is likely to be heard again when leaders' questions takes place today and again throughout the week. Of course, the Dáil then goes into a recess for the following 2 weeks.
And you and others are reporting this morning, Micheál, on this report on public land, saying state-owned land could be used for the development of up to 67,000 homes. But while it is optimistic on numbers, timelines won't help government here. 5 to 10 years for delivery.
Yes, there are three different categories of sites that have been identified here. And the quickest one deals with about perhaps up to 9,000 or more than 9,000 homes on state lands around the country. And it's saying they could be delivered, all going to plan, within 5 to 10 years. And that will be in towns and cities across the country. Others are more long term. About 19,000 would be in class two sites. That would take more than the 5 to 10 years. And then the remainder of about 39,000 homes, even longer again. I think government will look to it, though, that there is some potential, at least in places like Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway and Waterford, to build homes. The majority of those short-term ones, well, relatively short-term, they could still take 5 to 10 years, they could be built at sites in Dublin. Big sites that have been spoken about there include lands owned by Horse Racing Ireland at Leopardstown, the bus depot at Cunningham Road, and Central Bank land at the Mint in Sandyford. There are other sites around the country too. The North Docks bus depot in Waterford is mentioned, lands at Galway Harbour, and also a site at Sarsfields Road in Cork and the Dock Road in Limerick.
And two other issues, Micheál, before Cabinet this morning. The government is expected to publish this review into gender-based violence, harassment and bullying in the Defence Forces. What do we know so far about what that report contains?
Not a great deal known so far, even though the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence met some of the Women of Honour group yesterday. Not much was revealed, but it is being described as a watershed moment with very significant findings by the review group. I suppose the central question for many around all this is whether those recommendations include one to go for a full statutory inquiry now, which has been the call of many, and if government and the Cabinet act on that this morning.
And some other issues, the Justice Minister, Simon Harris, progressing legislation to reform defamation laws.
Yes, there is a hope within government, Simon Harris saying that full legislation around this could be before the Oireachtas by the end of the year. So Cabinet will hear this morning about plans that would change the defamation laws. There would be greater defence for journalism in the public interest when it comes to court actions. There wouldn't be any juries when they go before the High Court. There would also be greater powers for the courts to act quickly when it comes to communicating with digital providers to notify them of defamatory content and to have that taken down fairly swiftly. I think the overall aim of this legislation is aiming to cut legal costs and to cut legal delays when it comes to defamation.
We'll be talking later on as well about new powers in the Control of Dogs Act, but there's also a hope, is there, that Ireland might become the base for an anti-money laundering agency, an EU headquarters.
Yeah, Ireland has been unsuccessful in the past when it has bid for these European agencies, but there is a hope that it could do so. It could be successful with the anti-money laundering one. Ireland is one of nine candidates on a decision that is going to be made before the end of the year by the European Commission and the European Parliament. The Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, will bring a proposal to the government this morning to make Ireland an official bidder. The country seemed to be in a strong position given the number of financial institutions here, and I think its record on governance and being an EU common law country as well.
All right, Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent. Thank you very much.